When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3. WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube. Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. As Giannis is out there hobnobbing with David Beckham. The Heat. Not really bringing any draft guys in. There's some reports overnight. Most people are putting the Heat as like the favorite now. In most of these reports, I do see some feathers getting ruffled up of like they want either Boston or New York. I will say this though, dude, if they don't get him, and this mother bleeper ends up on another East team, which is probably where he's gonna go because it seems like he wants to stay in the East, man, where the Heat need to go from there? Like if this is gonna be one of those times, because I don't really know what the answer is. To be fair. If they don't get Giannis, there's not like an obvious answer of a next place to pivot. I mean, I would be fine with them going with Ja Morant or circling back to Kevin Durant, you know, but there's not a lot of obvious places to go if they don't. But if they don't, and we're going into this whole thing with where they were in the East this year, Leroy, and then let's say they lose Giannis to Orlando or Boston or New York, I mean, what is the move then there for Pat Riley? Is it to try and find a plan B, or does he just go full youth tilt at that point?
But here's the problem. If you go full youth tilt, you know, that's almost a run it back situation, and nobody's going to be down with that.
Right? Oh, the fans are going to be heinous. They are going to be so mad if they get, because they're already at a point where they're like, you know, cool. If I think most people are like me, like, all right, I'll believe Giannis when I see it. But if you don't get Giannis, like, it's just going to be another one of those guys. So this is going to be 3 summers in a row. Dame, KD, Giannis, 0 right. for 3. I mean, so, I don't know if the front office will ever be in a space where the fan base's faith would be lower in them.
So my thing is that you've already talked about other guys. And we've done this again, like we did with Dame. We put all our eggs in the Giannis situation mm-hmm. because that's what everybody's saying. That's what we hear. That's, you know, just everything is about Giannis. That for reasons that might not be anybody's doing, if they don't end up with Giannis, I'm going to feel like a disappointment when we don't know what the conversations have been. So what if they end up with Ja? Like, and everybody goes, all right.
I think the Heat fan is looking for any kind of real spark. But I think that, you know, as much as I'm a Ja Morant fan, it's a far cry from getting a 2-time MVP.
Right.
You know, like you're basically hoping you could revitalize a career, which I do think this is something the Heat should look into is like, hey, bet on talent. Bet on you guys being able to refurbish talent. You've done it in the past. let's see if you could do it again. But there's also the argument then of, okay, if you don't get somebody as good as Giannis to make you, you know, a contender or in the talk for the conference, well, then you need to figure out how to get back into the talk, because, you know, that's not, and I don't know if that involves, you know, just making little moves. I don't know if that involves having a year, because, you know, they've talked about this whole cap space for next year. Dude, if you don't get Giannis, doesn't sound like you're going to get Donovan Mitchell, because he loves Cleveland. I don't really get that.
Hey,
loves Cleveland. Unless there's like one last carrot to dangle out there, which is the Joker, if he doesn't sign an extension, there's nothing out there for the Heat to be like, hey, this is the steroid version of getting ourselves back to prominence. So then you have to look at a place where it's like, all right, I mean, we know they're not going to tank. Pat Riley said that's the only thing that would get them to retire is to tank. But I don't know where they go in this regard. I think that if Durant was unhappy in Houston, I think that that would be something I would be interested in them doing, because I don't think it probably takes giving up Kalel this time around. So I would be interested in them doing, like, you know, a Bam, KD, Kalel. And then, you know, we'll see what the backcourt would look like, maybe bringing Norm back for a season and run. But, yeah, if they lose out again where everybody's positioning themselves, like, this is just all too familiar. If they do, my God, this fan base is going to be so sick of anything that the front office has to say. And I think they're already – because I think they're already at that point. But to lose out and strike out again, my goodness. My goodness.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those. It would be one of those things where you're just like, "Are you effing kidding me?" Getting and you know that's why you gotta remain skeptical with it. You gotta be in one of these places.
As a fan, I don't want to be in a situation of Giannis or bust. Right. But it kind of seems like that's where we're going.
Right.
And it sucks because so many things have to go right. And we always, when we get to these moments with players, I hate the fact that we go, well, this is the Heat. Who doesn't want to come here?
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay.
Right, and you're not in a position where these are free agent decisions. These are trades.
Right.
So
and
even if you
say who somebody could come in and offer something more, and you didn't get the guy because you didn't have enough to offer.
Yeah.
And not that you would have ever had enough to offer.
But in past years, the Heat have tried that. I think, you know, even in the Dame thing, people got a lot of people, you know, they got a lot of the fans be like, oh, this was Joe Cronin's fault. Like, if you go into a situation where you've gone from a finals team to first round exit, not making the playoffs, and then again you miss out on the whale, I don't know if the reputation that they've had, and they've built up a lot of deserved credibility. All right, it's a great organization. They've had a ton of success, but just the trajectory and the morale,
it's going the wrong way, dude.
So,
but or like, so, and Vlad, I've done this, okay? I've had to get myself off of players, regardless if I like them, to allow the Heat to do whatever they can to get whoever they think it is, and in this case, Giannis, right? And in fact, I wasn't upset they didn't get Dame.
I was
more upset that it's funny, all these things start going sideways, and all these trades start going sideways, because they traded for everyone and gotten them. And here's the one change. The one change is they went into trade talks saying Everybody's available except this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy. And that has never been Pat. And once they started doing that, they stopped getting the guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, Pat tries to get guys on his terms for sure. I mean, that happened back with the Jimmy thing with Minnesota. Like, he didn't want to give up Adebayo. And then it ended up, you know, being he got him in the Philly thing. That's why to me, the most Pat Riley thing, honestly, I know they're going after Giannis, but if they didn't, the thing that would honestly be most Pat Riley was they'd circle back to Kevin Durant and get him without giving up Khalil Ware, because they didn't want to give up Khalil Ware for him last year.
Okay. And
that makes Leroy very happy if he does have to give up.
No, but I'm saying, like, Vlad, I've had to come off of that. Like, if it means, like, Pat Riley's never been the guy that a player would hold him back from getting a superstar. Now, there may be other circumstances that, wait, hold on. I'm not trading a 5 or 6 year guy for a 1 or 2 year guy, right? I trade a 5 or 6 year guy for a 3 year guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not a 1 or 2 year guy. And so from that standpoint, we are looking at all these different situations. I'm just looking at this whole Giannis thing and thinking, man, there's so many teams that have so much more. Right. We traded Glenn Rice for Zoe.
Yeah. I think it's just the question of when you're in talks of this and you're an organization, you're giving up somebody as good as Giannis, what can you sell to your fan base? And I think that the Heat are in a decent spot because I think they got a little bit of everything, but I don't think that their package is untrumpable. Like, I think if somebody comes in there with a better player and that's just the headliner, is like, hey, you get Boncaro, you get Jalen Johnson, you get Şengün, you get one good all-star that you could either build up or flip again, you know,
So why don't we kick the tires on those guys?
I mean, you could, but look who they're trading him for. They're trading him for Giannis. You know what I mean?
No, I got you. But I'm saying if it doesn't work out and Giannis goes somewhere else and those other guys are available.
Well, I'll tell you who I don't want is the Sabonis. I saw that the Hornets are kicking tires on Sabonis. And let me just tell you, I'd gladly welcome Sabonis' ass back to the division because I am sick of his ass, all right? All of a sudden, Mr. Everything. Oh, Mr. Analytics. Everybody loves Sabonis this and Sabonis that. Well, look at you now, dude. The Kings traded you away for a bag of donuts. Sabonis.
I mean, it's the Sacramento Kings.
That's fair. Usually things go better for you when you leave there. But right now, this is just a team petty on Sabonis. I don't like his face and I don't like his hair. Oh, I hate that hair.
You wouldn't say that if his daddy was there.
His dad's very scary.
Yeah, it's not your Vetus or my Vetus. It's our Vetus.
We'll take a break. Coming up, Rats Off a Ship is next.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.